Well, the mitzvah of al zuzu or mitzvah zayin of al zuzu. So then, al matzim rami achlu, you would interpret to mean an additional kiyum. You would interpret to mean it's more mustaver to say the pasuk al matzim rami achlu means an additional kiyum. And really, mitzvah is.
Really, we don't know.
In other words, if there's a possibility to hold mitzvahs aim of atle zuzu, you see, Tesis, the trouble is Tesis doesn't talk about the middle case. Tesis talks about two cases where they know for sure mavatles and know for sure aim mavatles, right? That's what they saw. But the in-between case, what if they're mesupik, they don't know which way it is? So Tesis holds, if they're mesupik, if they don't know mitzvahs mevatles or aim mevatles, I would tell you this, if they were mesupik, so then they'd be mesupik in the very pasuk on matzim rem yachlu, what the halacha is. Is it an additional kiyum, or is it aim mevatles? Since they are mesupik in the pasuk, they say specifically, what does the pasuk tell me? That it just tells me that in this case it could be yetzer. So therefore, they must hold that what? That mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. In other words, there's three possibilities. If they hold mitzvah mevat lezuzu, so the pasuk tells me in this case ain't mevat lezuzu. If they hold ain't mevat lezuzu, the pasuk tells me additional kiyum. If they're in the mesupik, they don't know what it is. So then we don't know. No, so then they should say like this. When the suffix should be, is al matzis umrayim yachlu. Does the pasuk assume for a commonplace that mitzvahs ain't mevat lezuzu, and therefore al matzis umrayim yachlu is a kiyum, an additional kiyum in the carbon pesach? Or no? Or no,
they still
wouldn't
know.
Then there'd be a suffix. Yigluf would be a suffix. Since right. They say vaday, that what? That it's not an additional kiyum. It's not an additional kiyum. So they must hold. They must have another source that tells me that mitzvah is mevat lezuzu. Mitzvah is mevat lezuzu. That's what Tesis. Okay. So just to sum up Tesis, his kasha was the difference between the kasha and teretz is one point. What's the one point in the kasha and teretz? Kasha was what was the kasha? The kasha was that Pesach without matzah mar is nothing. If Pesach without one side, so Pesach without matzah mar is nothing. So then what happens? So then you
have an impossibility.
So therefore you must say, so it's no raya for kol ha'tera kula. How do you learn it from it? It's no raya at all for kol ha'tera kula. Why? Because definitely over here the Torah had to say that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is different. Teretz is what stays with teretz. The what?
Actually,
that really this that's right. Kodem Pesach b'fnei atzmus is not nothing. It's also a kiyum. But there's an additional kiyum on mitzvah of amatzim rami achlu in korban pesach according to Hillel. It's an additional kiyum. So therefore, there's no more impossibility. Therefore, we say like this, that the Torah wants to tell me new halacha and amatzim rami achlu. That if Hillel held at what? Mitzvah is mevat lezuzu. So how could you tell me one halacha without telling me the other? How could you tell me the halacha that what? How can I tell me that halacha that's a kiyum without telling me? Yeah, first you're telling me an additional kiyum in carbon pesach, but you're forgetting about the ikar kiyum in matzah mara. Yeah. The Torah should first spell out what the ikar kiyum matzah mara is before it goes into an additional kiyum of carbon pesach. Oh, since it doesn't, so you must say the premise that Hillel uses is what that matzah mara when there's no problem with it all. All along the way, there's no problem. Why is no problem? Because matzah mesen valazuzu. There's no problem at all. So therefore, the pasuk tells me now the pasuk can talk about additional kiyumim because matzah mar is not in jeopardy. That's the way Hillel learns, and the rabbanon simultaneously must learn exactly the reverse. They must hold. That's why suffix is out. There's no suffix over it. They must hold the mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. Because if they held ein mevat lezuzu, they'd be in the same situation as Hillel, and they would have matzah mar additional kiyum. Since they say that it's not an additional kiyum, so therefore, what must they hold? Mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. Since mitzvahs mevat lezuzu in general, so the pasuk comes to tell me that in this case, the zeh mevat lezuzu, right? So therefore, they hold in general. We prove that they hold in general that mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. Okay.
It's Tuesday's shiur.
Hashta dit mehilchasa. Dit mehilchasa. Like Yilav, like Rabbanan. Now that we don't know whether mitzvah is mevat lezuzu or mitzvah is ein mevat lezuzu, we don't know either way. So the Gemara says mevorech al achilas matzah v'achol. So first he eats what? Kizayis matzah. Lahadu mevorech al achilas mara v'achol. Then he eats. Why can't he eat the matzah and the mara together? Why can't he eat the matzah and the mara together? What?
One to rice, one to bun. One to rice. So either you hold mitzvahs, aim of the two, you can't do bun and the rice.
Yeah, that everybody else. So this has nothing to do with hashtag layit like Rabbanan. The first part where it says mavarach alachilas matzav ochel v'adam mavarach alachilas marvach. That has to be. No matter how you hold, you're gonna have to say that way. Why? Because the mar, which is reshus, is gonna be mevatel the mitzvah say of matzah. Then what comes next? V'adam v'hadar ochel matzah v'hadar v'adam mavarach alachilas mar. Then what does he do next? Then next he has to make a bracha on the maror, right? Yeah, why can't he take the matzah together with the maror? Because then the matzah is rishus. Why is the matzah rishus? Because it was yaitzah already, the matzah. Like we said yesterday, we said matzah rami chlul means, not all matzah rami chlul means with any matzah. But what does it mean? Matzah shal mitzvah. So over here, matzah shal rishus. Why? Because it's mekayim ready the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Matzah afterwards is matzah shal rishus.
Right.
Do the matzah and mar. Oh, then the mar will be rishus. Why? Because the mar is on Jabon and the matzah the rest.
So the mar is matzah.
Right.
Matzah
the rest.
What?
No, one will be involved the other.
Oh.
You have nothing. All right. Okay, so now what's next? So first you have to have matzah, then you have mara, then what do you have? V'adarach al matzah v'chasa bari adadi. Then you eat matzah and mara together. B'loy bracha zecha l'migdash kilo. All right. So that's because lo yit me'ilchasa lo kilo v'lo krabanos. Yes. So the kash is, let's say, what difference? And let's say the halacha was like what? Was like kilo. How would you do it? How would it be different if it was like Hillel? If it was like Hillel, how would it be different? Because even according to Hillel, it would be the same thing. Why? Because he holds, even though Hillel holds mitzvah, same with Vatla Zuzu. Hanami, a little bit of rice, but a rice, Rabban, Rabban. But over here, it's a question of
the rice and
Rabban in the first case, when you have the Kazayas Matzah, because the Mar is Rabban. And in the second case, we have the Mar and you have the Matzah, so the Mar is nothing. So, of course, so again, it's nothing. So why does the Gemara say hashtag layit milchus alegel like rabbanon? That's why you have to do these three ways. And let's say lacha was hilul, you'd also have to do these three ways. Yeah. Same thing, right? You understand the question? In other words, hilul himself is made that what? That if you have
the rice and rabbanon, they can't be done together.
The rice and rabbanon.
It can't be done together. So therefore,
right?
Bizman Azeh, he'll be Mori, you have to eat matzah separately.
So therefore, Bizman Azeh, he'll be Mori, you have to eat matzah separately, then Mar separately. Then later, when I eat Mar the second time, I can't eat it together with matzah.
Right.
Why? Because the matzah is.
Rishus.
Is matzah Rishus? Right.
Why should you need the Karakhalal
according to
that?
Right,
that's wrong.
To go
according
to the
Rabbah. Hill, Zechel Magdish. Hill, held in the Bizman Shabbat, you have to eat matzah, Mar, and Pesach together. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the question is in the Gemara. The question is, and let's say the halacha was like Hillel. The halacha was like Hillel. Also, the same procedure. Matzah, you can't eat together with the mara because mara is reshus. Mara, then the second time when you eat the matzah, the second time with the mara, so the matzah is reshus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the matzah is reshus because you already ate it since you couldn't do it the first time. So you already ate the matzah, so the matzah becomes reshus. So now reshus and mitzvah, so the mara, so the mara is nothing. So you have to eat the mara separately. You have to eat the mara separately. Then you have to do the third way, Zechel HaMikdash. So why do you want to say Hashtag Leit Milchus Leit Kehil of a Leit Rabbanon?
Oh, if you pass like Rabbanon, you wouldn't have to do Zechel HaMikdash.
What?
If you pass like Rabbanon, you wouldn't have to do Zechel HaMikdash.
So the Gemara should say, not Hashtag Leit Milchus Leit Kehil of a Leit Rabbanon. The Gemara should say Hashtag Leit Milchus Leit Kehil of a Leit Rabbanon. Hashtag Leit Milchus Leit Kehil of a Leit Rabbanon. The Gemara should have said, so this is the way you have to do it. No, the Gemara says Hashtag Leit Milchus Leit Kehil of a Leit Rabbanon. Is mashma, if it was like the Rabbanon, it would be different. If it was like Hillel, it would be different. That's the mashmaya of the Gemara. That's the mashmaya of the Gemara. The Gemara says if the halacha was like Hillel, it wouldn't be the same. But Hillel would have to do the same thing anyways. Right? Hillel would have to do the same thing anyways. That's the kasha on this Gemara. Yeah. Mendy, what do you say?
No, I just want to say when it says Hillel to look Hillel, the problem is that actually when Hillel sat down to a Seder, he did it the same way the Pesach and the Gemara came out.
Well, Hillel, no. Hillel did it the way he thought it was right.
Oh, we did go with that word. So that's what it means. So, that we're saying that you have to have the matzah separate, and then you have to have the gemara separate.
Yeah, but the gemara is saying that why do we do it this way? Because we didn't learn the halacha either like Hillel or like Rabbanan. The implication is, if the halacha was like Hillel, it would be done differently. If the halacha was like Rabbanan, it would be done differently. It's a compromise. Sure, that's what we're asking. Whatever. That's the same question. How did Hillel do it? That's the question. The question amounts to, if the halacha was like Hillel, or Hillel himself, how would he do it with his manazeh? That's the question.
So if he does it differently, then it's no problem. That's what you mean.
Yeah, of course, but why should he do it differently? How could he do it differently? That's the question. How could Hillel himself do it differently? Hillel himself is going to have to do it with his manazeh the same way that we do it now. If Hillel were alive, his manazeh would have to do it the same way we do it now. That's the kasha. So who has the kasha? Taisha has the kasha. Okay, that's Taisha's kasha. If the krech would be both together to begin with, like we said, the imayochel matzah b'loy maror, and if the press would eat matzah without maror, chiluk shoya korchan acharkach, osi matzah d'rishus umavatel maror drabanan. And if he eats matzah first, and then what does he do? He does krecha later, second time the krecha. Skip the middle step. Now you can't skip the middle step. Why? Because then what happens? Then the matzah the rishus mufalim mar davon umiyo. Here's the point. Umiyo. Iavakayim alon kehillel. If we did all like Hillel, if we were certain that Hillel was right, havavdin and hachi. This is what we would have done. Matzah lachuda, matzah separately. V'hodar matzah umara b'krecha. Kivan shetzorach lases midrabanan mitzvas krecha kehillel hafid rabanan or drabanan. What is this saying? What's this saying?
Yeah,
what's this answer? Yeah.
That's a little differently. See, we said if you do matzah first, and then you do matzah and mara, the matzah will become rishus, and the mara will be drabanan and mufatel. So he's saying no. He says when you have the matzah and mara the second time, even though you were makayim to mitzvah and matzah to raisa now, it's still drabanan and rabanan, because now this new entity of matzah and mara together is drabanan, that's a krecha. So that's a rabanan together, and the matzah alone is drabanan, so it comes out to be a drabanan and a drabanan, and it's not mufatel each other.
Yeah. Everyone understand?
The first Rabbanim is having it together, a sandwich, the matzah and the mara, and then the second Rabbanim is the chiyuv of mara by itself.
You see, the halacha is like this. Mara, the kiyuma mitzvah, what the takanas chacham of mara was, depends upon what the original din midaraisa was. That's what it depends upon. See, according to Hillel, there was never a din mara of the chneatz musa. Right? Mara never existed by itself. Mara was always together with matzah and Pesach. So there was never a din of mara of the chneatz musa. It never existed by itself. So therefore, if Hillel was correct, so the takanas chacham of mara would never be din mara by itself. Couldn't be. Why couldn't it be din mara by itself? Because there's never a mitzvah like that.
Didn't have a zonkin. The
maisa achila, according to Hillel, the maisa achila was only together with carbon pencil. I'm not saying we're going to
have
what?
No.
It doesn't mean, you have to understand what it is. It doesn't mean that the halacha is that by it, if you didn't have the carbon pesach, you couldn't eat it. But it means that matzah and maror were a kiyam in pesach, and since it was a kiyam in pesach, so the mitzvah b'shlemusa was to eat the matzah and maror together with the pesach. That's the kiyam mitzvah b'shlemusa. So one second. So the takanas chachamim was formulated ke'en deraisa, just like the key midaraisa was achilas matzah and maror, not just achilas matzah and maror. But what's the halacha b'shlemusa? How should be matzah and maror together with pesach. And if you don't have matzah and maror together with pesach, so then what's lacking? So the mitzvah b'shlemusa is lacking. So the tzuras on mitzvah was really how to eat matzah and maror together with pesach. Okay. So therefore, the Chachamim also were misakein that matzah, that mara, not mara, should be eaten separately, but mara should be eaten the way it's supposed to be eaten, together with matzah and with pesach. So therefore, the Chachamim would have to be misakein that what? One more halacha. that the matzah that's eaten together with the maror has a din of matzah and a din of pesach. We'd have to have both. In order to facilitate the mitzvah, that the mitzvah sachilas maror should be like the mitzvahs, like the tzuras of mitzvah midaraisa. So what would I have to do? So the matzah, the Torah would have to create a new chefta shel mitzvah to go along with the maror. The rabbanu would have to create a new chefta shel mitzvah to go along with the maror. So the maror wouldn't be enough just to eat the maror. You'd have to eat the maror together with what? With matzah and together with pesach. So therefore, the matzah that's nechal with the maror would have to have a din of pesach and a din of matzah. In order, they should be yetzah the kiyum mitzvah of the kiyum mitzvah deraisa of al matzah semerorim. Yechlo al matzis, because maror was not nechal b'fnei atzmus on the raisa. That was maror nechal together because of the additional kiyum and korban pesach. So maror was nechal how? Together with what? Together with matzah and pesach. So therefore, midrabbanan also the maror would have to be formulated in a way came the raisa that it should be nechal together with matzah and with pesach. So where's your matzah and pesach? So the chacham would have had to say that the matzah that you eat together with the maror is also what? Is also a chef to shel mitzvah. That the matzah is a kiyum of matzah and a kiyum of pesach. Where do you find that the rabbanan gave matzah a kiyum of pesach? Where do you find whether the rabbanan gave matzah a kiyum of pesach? Afikema. That's right. It's machlokes rishonim with the afikema. There's a kiyum matzah, kiyum pesach. But you see already that the chum gave the afikema the matzah din of pesach. So it's not far fetched. So similarly over here, the Chacham would have had to give the matzah a din of Pesach and a din of matzah in order that the Maisa Mitzvah of Morah should be done Kitzurasa, Kilchasa, Kitzurasa. Okay. However, if you say the Tzurasa Mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah of Morah really was done like the Chachamim, which means either way, there's no kiyum, nothing. So the Maisa Mitzvah of Morah could be done b'fnei Atzmusa. So then what happens? So then the Chachamim, there's no need to introduce any new chefta shel mitzvah. You don't have to take the matzah and make it into anything. Why? You leave it alone because the mitzvah of maror is b'fnei atzmusa by itself. So therefore, what do you do? So therefore, in order to be yotze both days, you do like this. If the chachamim are right, so then the matzah that's nechal with the maror together is what? The matzah that's nechal with the maror together is what?
If the
Rabbanan are right, so then what happens? So then you have matzah separately and you have maror separately. That's it, you're finished. But according to Hillel, what happens?
You have to have matzah and then you have to have them together.
And then you have to have them together. So what do we do?
Yeah, so the matzah, you have to matzah the right, the maror, you have to all.
Right.
And
so then you have them together. So you have all three. You have all three possibilities. You have all three, yeah.
When the matzah and maror of the shemusa, the kreicha had to be the kreicha of the kreicha, you know, had to be the matzah maror of the mitzvah, right? And the
Rabban
is
carrying
the rice, right?
I called him
Rabban
Yonaros, yeah.
So maybe how come we didn't transfer this quality?
Which quality?
In other words, when you use the matzah, it must also be the matzah shel mitzvah.
In which case?
It's impossible.
According to who? What do you mean? You mean in the krecha?
In other words,
why don't you just do krecha straight?
Just do krecha without the other two.
Right, according to
that. Because then we don't know. Maybe it looks like the Rabban.
No,
that's all
right.
Coin Till himself.
Do what?
Right,
so
we want to know.
How is the
Kriya
good?
Oh, no, Coin Till you can do this. Right.
Why?
Now, what do you want
to
know?
How can the Kriya have the matzah?
Yeah.
The matzah of the
Kriya is for
mitzvah.
Okay. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Right. Here's my yes. How do you do the Kriya later if the matzah shell of the Kriya is not a matzah shell mitzvah anymore? It's matzah shell rishus. Not only that, but the maror also is maror shel rishus. Why?
You had more.
So what's the answer?
Coin Till, you want to know tomorrow.
That's right. Coin Till, you want to know tomorrow. According to Hillel, you weren't Yetzi, tomorrow was nothing. According to Hillel, tomorrow was nothing, so that's why.
Still, the Kriya was nothing.
What? No! Why? Because according to Hillel, the Takana tomorrow was what?
Only together
with matzah and with pesach. Where's your matzah and your pesach?
That's the matzah.
So according to Hillel, you weren't Yetzi anything.
There's the kingdom there, tomorrow, then it has to be.
According to
Hillel.
According to Hillel, the maror was never a tzuras and mitzvah maror, do maror by itself. Maror, the masak and maror, to do it together with Pesach and with matzah.
So
the, that's right. So the first mitzvah, you want to get it all. That's why according to Tesis, you're not allowed to talk from when? From the bracha, which bracha?
Matzah.
No, the bracha of what? Not the bracha of matzah. From the bracha of maror. According to Tesis, you can't talk from the bracha of maror till after Seichel HaMikdash. Why?
Because you're not really Yom Tzimara.
That's where the suffix starts. Everybody holds you need a Kazayas Matzah, Vnats Musa, Bain Chacham and Bain Hill. Both all that way, right? In other words, everybody holds the Chacham and Hill start off the same way. Yeah. The machlokes between the Chacham and Hill is in which area?
In Mara.
Yeah. Matzah, everybody agrees. You have to have Matzah right itself. So there's no problem. You say Matzah, that's it. Then what happens? Then when you say Mara, that's where the machlokes begins. The Chachamim say Mara means simply that you do Mara. What does Hillel say? You weren't Yetzer Mara that way. Why weren't you Yetzer Mara that way?
Because that's not how it was in the Mikdash.
Because B'migdash Mara requires Matzah and Pesach, Kreicha. So therefore you have to make sure not to speak from the time you say Al-Achilas Mara until when? Until left Zech HaMikdash. Until left Zech HaMikdash. Because of the Esek, yeah.
According to the Rabbanim, was there a separate mitzvah of Mara in the Mikdash?
What do you mean?
According to the Rabbanim, there was a separate mitzvah. According to Hillel, Mar wasn't an independent mitzvah.
According to Rachamim, everybody holds. The Aram talks about in the Sefer Mitzvahs that Mar is not a mitzvah for Nesmusa. Matzah counts as a mitzvah, Pesach counts as a mitzvah, and Mar he doesn't count as a mitzvah. Why? He says why? What's his proof? He says because if you have Pesach, he says Mar is nigra achar Pesach. You see, Mar is nigra achar Pesach. In Maror, we say like this: there is no separate mitzvah of Achilas Maror, but Maror is a keem in Pesach. Matzah also is a keem in Pesach, but Matzah is a separate mitzvah. So that's why Matzah counts as a separate mitzvah because it has a separate keem. Barav Tefla Matzahs. The Ram says an interesting Ram, and he goes through the why Maror is not a separate mitzvah, and why Matzah is, and why Pesach is. He says Pesach is a separate mitzvah. Why goes Pesach without Maror? You can be Eitzah. Matzah is a separate mitzvah. Goes Matzah without Pesach? You can be Eitzah. But Maror you can't do by itself.
So why
only a keem in Pesach.
So why would the Chachamim and Sakin today midrabanan just be ma'aseh tzelek?
What?
In other words, if it's unrelated to Pesach, so how are they even talking as an independent mitzvah?
That's bothering also. That's it. That's it. I don't know.
His
question is if Mara is not a specific keem by itself, so why would the Chachamim and Sakin Mara? Why? How could they be Masakin Mara as a separate keem? Midrabanan! The Ram quotes the Gemara too. The Rabbanan quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mara Bisman said the Rabbanan. He says, why? Because it's Midaraisa. He says, you see from this, the Midaraisa has no Kimish Nats Mosa.
That's the truth?
Sure. Because otherwise, Mara Bisman said it would be the Raisa.
I mean,
that's Machayev. That's Machayev. Ah, yeah, Machayev. But you see, he owes one thing. He says that Mara is only a Kima Mitzvah Nats Musa. Mirabban. Only Mirabban. He says, only Mirabban. But Mara. There's no machayev of Mara with Nats Musa. There's no machayev of Mara with Nats
Musa.
Oh, there's a key Mara.
Ah, so there's a key
Mara.
Good.
So in other words, there's no machayev, instead of the concept of kiyum, we have to go to the concept of machayev. So there's no machayev of Mara with Nats Musa. The machayev of Mara is Korban Pesach, right? Korban Pesach was machayev in Mara. Correct? Okay. So, but without Pesach, so therefore it says Mara can't be a mitzvah. Why can't you be Maina Mara to Minyan a mitzvah? Because you only Maina a mitzvah who has its own Machayev. Right. But once the Machayev of Pesach is there, so then there is a Kim of Mara. So if there's a Kim of Mara, so he says, so it's good why the Chom Masakim that are abundant Mara. Why independently? Well, since it wouldn't work out according to Ram, anyways. But if you hold like this, you'd be good. But at this point, you could say why the Chacham or Masakin, the mitzvah of Marar, is because even though there's no Machayev of Marar, Midaraisa by itself, what's Machayev in Marar? Pesach. However, there's a Kiyum. Once you Machayev Mitam Karban Pesach, so there's a Kiyum of Achilas Marar of Nats Musa. At this point, we could say that. Therefore, it's very good whether Chacham or Masakin Marar.
Is the
Kiyum
in the Ramanola? Yeah. You have it together, though.
What?
The kiyum isn't complete until you have it together.
The kiyum isn't complete until you have it together. Yes, yes, yes.
That's why you can't talk.
The kiyum of Pesach isn't complete until you have it together.
But the kiyum of Mara is?
You mean over here?
There's a
chiyum
on Mara, even
with
Me'atzmusa, right?
What, Midaraisa?
According to
the
Rabbanon. According to Hillel, the chiyum is. Yeah, together, because without Krech, according to Hillel, there's no Tzurasa Mitzvah. The Tzurasa Mitzvah became the Raisa. Came the Raisa, Midaraisa, Tzurasa Mitzvah was Mara together with the Pesach.
How can you read it separately?
Who? Because the Chachamim, we don't know how the law is.
No. I mean, according to, if you're there for Chokka, you tell me, how can you accept it?
Because he has the Kiyum of Mora, but he doesn't have the Kiyum of Pesach. He has Pesach. What's wrong? What's the problem?
I don't understand the question.
Taish's answer to the question is very simple. Yeah. If, according to... That's the way it works out. So that's why, since you need the Chas Shomitz, we go together with the Marar. So that's why the Bracha of Alachilas Marar goes on Zechlamit. Does everybody understand? Is it clear? Okay, yes.
According to
Rabbanah,
did
you
have
Marar
have a
Pesach? According to Rabbanah? Yeah.
But
so, did
the
King have
a
Pesach? Yeah,
you could have it.
Yeah.
I understand the original question, but this is a compromise here.
You could go one step further. Because you could say, see, there's one point there that you could say, all right, fine. It's true that Midaraisa, the Tzuras HaMitzvah is, that what? The Tzuras HaMitzvah Midaraisa is?
Tita with the Matzah Mara.
Tita with the Matzah, with the Matzah Pesach, you're right. By the way, if that's the case, you should say, Zechel Mikdash Kil, Kena Sahil, Viz Mancha Beis Mishvei Kayim, Hoyakarech, Pesach Matzah Mara, Roach Lamiyachat, not the way our gear says. Our gear says, Hoyakarech Matzah Mara. Really, according to Tesis, you should say, Hoyakarech, Pesach matzah mar v'echol biyachad. Because the krech has a kiyum of Pesach and a kiyum of matzah. Both. Right, Argot just says there. Okay. So you have to make, according to Tesis, make correction in Argot. Should be krech, Pesach, matzah. All right, fine. Okay. Well, let's go back to this. Now the question is, if we say, just a second, if we say this way, if we interpret this way, there's one thing. It's true that there's an additional kiyum of what? That there's an additional kiyum of moror in what? Insofar as carbon Pesach is concerned, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, Hillel was Mesakein, that what? What was Hillel Mesakein? That they should be together. Yeah. All right, but still there's a kiyum of Mara b'fnei Atzmusa also. Right? All right? So you could say the Chachom Mesakein, the mitzvah, the source of mitzvah, on its highest level. It's possible. But you could say even more than that. You could say like this. That really when the Chachom Mesakein Mara, not that the Takan of Mara was, and because of Mara. You see, the Maisa Achilas Mara wasn't done because of Mara, in other words, because it didn't Mara Midaraisa. The Chum didn't say we don't have Mara Bezman Azeh, so we want to make a Mara Midarabanan, so you shouldn't forget Mara. That's not the reason why they did it. What's the reason why they did Mara? Because of Pesach. You see, the reason why the Chachamim did Mara, the reason the Tamatakan of Mara wasn't for Mara itself. The Tama Takana of Mara was for Pesach. For Mara itself, the Chacham would make a Takana, because Mara itself, the Machayev of Mara is Pesach. He has no Pesach, there's no reason for Mara. Why were they Mesakein Mara? They were Mesakein Mara because of Pesach. Now it's like this. In other words, Mara is a Kiyum in Pesach. The reason why they were Mesakein Mara was insofar as Mara is a Kiyum in Pesach. That's the Takana's Mara. So now it works out like this. According to the Chacham, that Mara is a Kiyum in Pesach. But insofar, it's a Kiyum in Pesach, according to Hillel, right? But the only difference is like this. According to Hillel, it can't be a Kiyum in Pesach unless what? Unless you eat it together, right? Unless you have Karech. But if you don't have Karech, right? You don't have Karech, it's not a Kiyum in Pesach, right?
Right.
Ah. So therefore, like this. Therefore, it comes out a little sharper. According to the Chachamim, the Takonas Mara was that Mara is a Kiyum in Pesach, right? According to the Chachamim, how is the Tzuras a Mitzvah? In which way could you eat it in order to be a Kiyum in Pesach? According to the Chachamim. Separately. So that's why the Takana was, Ma'is Achilas Mara, separately. You see? According to Hillel, in order to be a Kiyum in Pesach, what do you require?
Together.
It must be done together. So therefore, the Takana must be together with Krecha. not just that the Chacham, it must be together with Krecha. Why? Because it can't be a Kim and Pesach unless there's Krecha. So therefore, Mara by itself, the Tzuras, you understand, the mitzvah of Mara is not, the Takanas Chacham of Mara is not insofar as Mara was concerned. Not insofar as Mara, insofar as the Kiyum Mara was concerned. What's the Kiyum Mara? In Pesach. So if Midaraisa, the mitzvah, in order to be a Kiyum and Pesach Midaraisa, Midaraisa, in order to be a Kiyum and Pesach Midarabbanan, according to Rabbanan, what does that have to be by itself? According to Hillel, it can only be a Kiyum Pesach when? If it's together. So the Chacham must create a Chefza to go with the Mara. What's the Chefza that goes with the Mara? What's the Matzah? The Matzah is Pesach and Mara. Pesach and what? And Matzah. Pesach and Matzah. You understand? According to the Rabbanon, in order to be a Kiyum in Pesach, you don't need anything to go together with it. Because it's a Kiyum in Pesach. You eat the Mara by itself. That's a Kiyum in Pesach. That's the same suit as a Kiyum in Pesach. According to Hillel, it's not a Kiyum in Pesach unless what? Unless it's eaten together with the Pesach and together with the Matzah. So therefore, in order to perform the Maisa Mitzvah of Morah, but Morah, not Morah in itself. Maisa Mitzvah of Morah, what does it mean? The Maisa Mitzvah of Morah, in order to do a Maisa which demonstrates that it's a Kiyum in the Pesach, what do you have to do according to Hillel? You have to eat it together with Pesach and with Matzah. So therefore, the Chachamim must make something to go together. They must create a new Chesh Mitzvah to go together with the Mara. Otherwise, there's nothing. Whereas according to the Chachamim, it's not necessary. Why? Because Mara was eaten separately. In order to be a Kiyum in Pesach, it could be eaten separately according to the Rabbanah.
According to the Rabbanah, if it is eaten with Matzah, there's no Kiyum.
According to the Rabbanah, what?
If it is, let's say, if the Mara is eaten alone, but eaten with Matzah.
Yeah, that's what you say. That's what Mara says. Both ways is good. Okay? That's the way it works out. That's why it has to be specifically, according to Hillel, the Krecha must be that the Matzah was a creation of the Rabbanon of a new Chefetz Mitzvah, Pesach and Matzah. Otherwise you don't have, according to Hillel, you don't have a Maisa Mitzvah of Mara at all, because the Maisa Mitzvah of Mara and Rabbanon is Mara insofar as its Kiyum in Pesach is concerned. But insofar as its Kiyum in Pesach is concerned, Hillel requires you must have Pesach and Matzah. See? That's the Pshat and Teshuvah. Otherwise, if it was Mara for its own sake, so then it wouldn't be necessary for the Chachamim to make it. If it was Mara for its own sake, it wouldn't be necessary even according to Hillel to do what? To do Kerech. Why? Because Mara for itself doesn't need Kerech. V'araya, Tamei and Derech HaChaykah. Does Mara without Pesach. Right? Does Mara without Pesach. You follow? You understand? There's two things in Mara. It's very simple. There's two things in Mara. Pesach is Mechayev in Mara, right? And Pesach is Mechayev in Matzah, right? Fine, but Matzah is a separate Kiyum and Mara is a separate Kiyum. The only difference is that Matzah has its own Mechayev, Mara doesn't have its own Mechayev. Right? Okay. But they're both Kiyumim in...
In themselves and in Pesach.
Right. Now, the Takana of Mara, Midrabana, the Din Mara, what is it? Is it the Din Mara in itself?
Or
in
Pesach.
Or the Kiyum in Pesach. So we say the Maisa Mitzvah of Mara is insofar as its Kiyum in Pesach is concerned. Do a Maisa Mitzvah. The Rabbanon was talking to do the Maisa Mitzvah mit a rice of Mara that was a Kiyum in Pesach. Now, mit a Rabbanon, if you all like the Rabbanon, so the Maisa Mitzvah was separate. Just the Chilas Mara, that's the Maisa Mitzvah which was a Kiyum in Pesach. But well,
why can we say according to Rabbanon the Takana was insofar as the Kiyum Mara itself was concerned?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's not so. Because then the case, and then once it was, why does Hillel always, why does Hillel have to have careful? Why does Hillel have to have careful? You also the same way. Why does Hillel have to have careful?
Because a different question. According to that, they should have had Koyach to make some English. But you see, they hold you, that
there's
not going
to
be any
Koyach. Who? Rabban? Now, what are you asking again?
Why don't Rabban say, why can't we say that the Rabban holds that today's Takana was for Mara itself?
For Mara itself.
Yeah, why do we have to say that? Why do we have to say that they held it for Pesach?
I'll tell you what I have to say, because otherwise Hillel wouldn't require Kerech. Otherwise Hillel wouldn't, if it was for Mara itself, Hillel would not require Kerech. There's no reason for Hillel to require Kerech.
Mara itself?
Tamei Derech HaChayk also was by itself. Hillel doesn't argue in that halacha. Tamei Derech HaChayk is Chayv Matzah Mara. So it's Marar insofar as the Kiyum Marar in Pesach is concerned, but not Marar insofar as Marar per se is concerned. Does everybody understand it? Is it clear? Any difficulty?
Why does it point to this?
Yeah? There's two things in Marar. Marar itself and Marar Kiyum and Pesach. The mitzvah of Marar is only insofar as Kiyum and Pesach is concerned. Now, you have to do an action which Minatera would be a Kiyum in Pesach. Now the Chum say the way to do a Maisa the Shekhin Pesach is just eat Mara separately. Hillel says, no, in order for the Mara to be a Kiyum in the Pesach, you have to eat it together with Pesach and Matzah. So therefore, when the Chacham and Masakin Marar, so what do they have to say? What do they have to say? They have to say, what? They must create the Chefts of Matzah, and they must recreate Matzah and Pesach, otherwise you have no Marar.
So how did they do it? Did they start with making Matzah and Pesach, and therefore they say, this Pesach that we have now is now Mechayivu and Marar? In other words, did they wanted to...
No, I'll go through all the mechanics of the Raisa. All they did was that the Maisa Mitzvah of Maror has to be done like the Maisa Mitzvah of Maror in Bisman Shabbos Mikshay Kayam, which was together with Matzah and Pesach. That's all. You don't have to go through the whole, create a whole formulation here. Alright, that's it. Just the Maisa Mitzvah. That's all. Just the Maisa Mitzvah.
Maisa Mitzvah of Maror, but the Kim in Pesach.
It's the Maisa Mitzvah of Maror insofar as Maror was a Kiyum in Pesach, not insofar as Maror itself was concerned.
I'm just wondering if that should merit a separate bracha.
What's that bracha? That's some bracha, halacha l'smara. Definitely, halacha l'smara. Okay. Now let's take a look around. I'll get around this perek, ches halacha vav. Halacha vav. V'achakach, sounds like this. First it makes a bracha on my tzitz. V'achakach, this is the way the Rambam says, first the way it was done, b'zman shebeis mikdash. We're going to limit ourselves to one problem in Rambam only. There's a lot of problems over it. The Rambam says, yes, how did a person do it, b'zman shebeis mikdash ayakayam? First the Rambam gives the model mitaraisa, then he goes down to b'zman again, after like this. V'achakach kerech matzah umorah ka'achas. After that he takes matzah umorah and he makes it the kerech. Umatbeel, b'charesis, umavorech. Baruch atah Hashem, alakenu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvasav v'tzivanu al achilas matzais u'merarim. That was b'zman shebeis mikdash ayakayam. V'aruch lan, and he eats the matzah mar, eats them together. Perek ches halacha vav. Right by the asterisk. V'achakach kerech matzah mar. V'imacha matzah b'fnei atzma. You have you got it? What's wrong? You got it in there? Okay. The imach al matzah b'snei atzma, and if he eats matzah by itself, umara b'snei atzma, and mara by itself, mevarach al zeh b'snei atzma, al zeh b'snei atzma. How's it paskin? Like the Rabbanan. Okay, I had a rabbi say this paskin like, oh, let's just take the plain shot in the Rambam. Plain shot in the Rambam is he paskins like the Rabbanan because he says the imach al matzah b'snei atzma, umara b'snei atzma. Mavarach al zeh b'fnei atzma v'al zeh b'fnei atzma. Okay.
It doesn't go either way.
You mean he did the yevet, he also did this way. Yeah, but he also v'chatchila. But he also v'chatchila, you should do it like hello. All right. Either way. Okay. Now take a look at halacha ches.
Halacha ches. You see for sure that.
Halacha zayin. One second. Halacha zayin. Then he eats the zevach, the chagiga, and then he eats the carbon pesach. Okay. Now, ches. Bizman hazeh she'ein sham carbon. Today, when there's no carbon. So what do we say? Acha she'mavarach ha'maitzi lechem, chayzer mavarach ha'lachilas matzah. He makes ha'lachilas matzah, umat bel matzah b'chareis esvaychel. V'chayzer mavarach ha'lachilas maror, umat bel mar b'chareis esvaychel. The Ram put everything in the chareis. V'lo yishay se b'chareis yam v'altam. V'zum is in the v'seifrim, okay. V'chayzer v'kerech matzah umaror umat bel b'chareis es v'oichlan b'loy bracha zechel l'migdash. What's the shot? V'oichlan b'loy bracha zechel l'migdash. What does it mean zechel l'migdash? What?
Pesach.
Yeah. But the migdash itself, did he say the migdash itself that you have to do it together?
Yeah.
What do you say? You say you do it either way?
Yeah.
So in migdash, what? So he himself, in the actual Migdash, he himself is Mesukkah. Whether it's like Darbana or whether it's Hillel. Right? So, Bismana, Migdash, it wasn't necessary to do what? To have Matz and Mar. Then the Rambam says, the Bismana says, you should be Karach Matz and Mar, Zechel and Migdash. But the Migdash itself, he says you can do it separately. You're trying to reproduce the model, right? But the model itself could have been done separately. And you're telling me that here I have to do Zechel and Migdash, I have to do it together. You understand? He should have said, he doesn't even say Kehillel. He said Zechel Mikdash Kehillel, so he'd say that before men to do the first word Kehillel. No, Zechel Mikdash. Where's Zechel Mikdash? Where's Zechel Mikdash? If in the Mikdash itself, when the Sufik, whether you have to do it together. At least the Sufik. Yeah.
What did he say? He really won't like doing all the
way.
He holds it in the itself, but that if you do Mach Samara this way, in the Krakha, that's not the key in the Mach Samara, Mach Samara.
If you do it in the Krakha, it's what?
It's a key in the Mach Samara.
It's a key in the Matzah and the Mara. You do it what it means in the Krakha.
In other words, if you do Matzah, you do Mara separately.
Yeah.
And you yell say.
Right.
But if you do the bits in a certain form, like namely if
you there's an extra key.
What?
Yeah, if you do it together.
Do what together?
If you do them together, Matsumaru, there's an extra key.
What's extra key?
Yeah.
What is it? What's extra key?
Oh, well, he says the Hakil, you should do it together, right? With the Pesach. But if you don't, then you can do yell say. If you don't do
what's
it.
What's the extra key? What's the extra key?
The key is if you do the
mice in
the certain form.
Well, but that's not like a Selim Chachamim.
So maybe.
Yeah, so say, maybe he holds like Hillel.
He holds like Hillel, so that could be Yates separately.
Maybe
it's not.
What's that about like who does he hold? Like Hillel, like Chachamim. Like Hillel, so then have to do it separately.
It's
Hillel,
it's
Hillel, it's Hillel, it's Hillel, it's Hillel, it's good.
But then we say,
No, there's not a way to say Selim Chachamim. Chachamim say you're still Zeph Nasser for Zeph Nasser. What is Hillel?
Hillel apparently is Mrs.
Krakow. Hillel's together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what the Gemara says? Hillel's together? I'm not
sure. You definitely have to say that it's definitely the Yosef.
What?
You definitely have to say it's definitely the Yosef.
I'm like the Hillel?
Yeah, you have to say it.
Why do you have to say it?
Because if you were Tameh, you're Yosef, right?
Yeah, so what? Yeah, but you're not Yosef.
Pesach,
huh?
Oh, maybe all you hold. Maybe he doesn't hold that question of Pesach. But when you have it together, it's only the key of the Matzah and the Maror. Do it that way. If the Pesach is a key of the Matzah and the Maror, they'll have to be a key of the Pesach.
That the Pesach, that what? He'll hold the what?
That the Pesach is a key of the Matzah and the Maror.
So what are you saying, you're versing, you're saying that the Pesach is what is the key in the Korban Pesach, right? In other words, the Mechayev of Maror is Pesach, right? And Pesach is a key in the Mara.
And when you do it,
Pesach is a key in the Mara.
Right.
And but the Mechayev of Mara is Pesach.
That's right. It's Mechayev, just because Mechayev doesn't mean you have to do it with it.
But what are you getting? You're saying that the Pesach in the Halacha, that the Pesach on Matzah and Yechlu, is that the Pesach is a key in the Matzah.
Yeah.
What do you see? What kind of? I mean, if you look at the Halacha, let's take a look at the Halacha.
Let's take a look.
You have Ram Korban Pesach. You have Ram Korban Pesach. Ram Korban Pesach. What is Korban Pesach?
Days.
What are you getting reverse and do it like that?
Yeah.
No, that's not possible. Who's on the small Ram base? Alright, never mind. What are you getting reverse and do it like that?
So what are you getting? How do you answer the problem? You mean to say you should do it together, right?
You have no Pesach.
Oh, same thing.
But since that's the case of the Rambam, what happens? Man should basically not have to eat the Pesach together with the Matzah Mar, but he doesn't have it.
Right.
Mitzvah say lecho. No. What kind? Lecho pesach. Lecho besara pesach al matzah umara b'leil chamish asar. Ram says the mitzvah say is to eat matzah and maror, to eat the korban pesach on matzah and maror b'leil chamish asar. That's the mitzvah say, right? Let's see what he says in mitzvah say. Achilas matzah. According to you, say lecho achilas matzah. Ah, la korban pesach, right? No, lechol matzah b'leil pesach. That's all. There's no mitzvah like that. It's absolute absurdity. There's no, that's not nonsense. It can't be that way. That the korban pesach is a keen in the matzah. The Rambam says in korban pesach, he says lechol b'sara pesach al matzah mor b'leil chamish yasa. According to you, by matzah, you should say lechol a matzah ala pesach b'leil avos. That's
why can't you say that this seven team in seven team
Pesach and Mar.
Right, and then,
what do you mean, mean Pesach and Mar? What do you mean Pesach and Mar?
There's a special
Pesach and Mar.
No, it's by matzah and Mar.
Yeah.
In both the matzah there's a kiyum in itself, and Mar there's a kiyum in the kiyum of itself. But then there's also a general kiyum in Pesach, which would be in matzah and Mar together. So that's chachila.
The question, Bisman Shabbosim, you have to ask one other question as far as Ram is concerned. What's the question? What happened to the Pesach? You notice the Ram just had, he eat matzah and mar together, and he make alachilas matzah and marim, but you don't eat it together with the korban Pesach. With the korban Pesach. Okay. So you don't eat together with the korban pesach. Yeah, that's why the Ravid says, he says zel kihalel mikamakam zeh seder leidayek. He says the seder is no good. Why is seder no good? Because you should do it later. You should eat the matzah and the maror later together with the pesach, according to the Rambam. Because if he wants to do it like hillel, so it has to be together with the pesach later. But he puts it first matzah maror. So how does the Rambam learn? Why does the Rambam learn? How does the Rambam learn? How does Rambam hold? As Ram, well, why does he do that? Why does he separate the matzah and pesach, the matzah and mara from the pesach? Why? What does he hold?
He holds
matzahs al matzahs and roim yachlu. What does it mean al matzahs and roim yachlu? See, there's two ways to learn. You could learn matzah zakim and pesach and mora zakim and pesach. Or you could learn that what? That's right, that matzah and mora are akim and pesach. That matzah and mora together form one entity in terms of being akim and pesach. But not that matzah is a separate akim and pesach and mora is a separate akim and pesach. You see? But the akim and pesach is matzah and mororim together. That's the key. See, everybody else learns the key of midaraisa is matzah zakim and pesach and mar zakim and pesach. The Rambam learned differently. The Rambam learned that matzah and mar forms one unit, and the key of pesach is matzah simrim. That's why he says lechol yelechol besar pesach al matzah o morar. And in the sefer mitzvah also al matzah simrim, he says lechol besar pesach al matzah simrim. Matzah simrim together form what?
One
chefza, one entity. One entity. What's the machlekes between the Rabbanan and that's why according to the Rambam, what's the machlekes between the Rabbanan and Hillel? Not Pesach, the way Tosfos learned. The Pesach was included also. Matzah and Rechlu was yated all together. Matzah and Mar and Pesach. No. How did the Rambam learn? He only ate, even according to Hillel, he only ate what? Matzah and Rambam together. Never with the Korban Pesach. No. Al Matzah and Rambam. The Pesach must be eaten after you eat Matzah and Rambam together. So what's the machlekes between Hillel and Chachamim? Whether matzeis and rorim become mitzuref. According to Hillel, what's the mitzaref? According to what's the mitzaref? Matzeis and rorim makes it one achilas mitzaref. The maisachila. See? According to the Chachamim, no. You can eat matzah separately, and you can eat mora separately. And still what? And still you mekayim the mitzvah of eating the Pesach on matzeis and rorim. According to Hillel, it was one maisachila for both. It was eating Pesach on after after matzis and rerim, but in order to have matzis and rerim, according to Hillel, you had to eat matzis and rerim together simultaneously, one achila. According to the Chachamim, was two separate achilas.
So what's the mitzvah?
Yes.
What's the
mitzvah?
The
ma'is achila. According to the Chachamim, same surah. So according to the Chachamim, as long as you eat matzah and you eat mara, or you first eat matzah and eat mara, so you still mekayim eating Pesach al matzah samur, means after you eat matzah and after you eat mara. That's why the Rambam's like this. That's why the Rambam says it's one bracha. Why is it one bracha? Asher kedeshadu mesovet zivano al achilas matzah samur. Why is it one bracha? Because the matzah and the mara together form one kiyum. Together form one kiyum. You see? However, if you separate them, so then you make separate brachas. Then you make separate brachas, just like by Netilas Lulav. The dalas need them together as one kiyum, make one bracha. If you separate them, you make a bracha on each minzum, and every min. And one second.
But even Ram would say, so yeah. If you separate them, it's still kiyum with Pesach?
Midravan. Point to Ravan. Now, what does he say like this?
So we don't
he
know. Says,
still doesn't know. So now he says like this. He says, "V'karech matzah umarar umatbel b'charoises va'eichlan b'leib bracha zecha lemigdish." What does it mean zecha lemigdish?
When matzah umarar merged into.
So why does he eat them together? Why does he eat them together?
Because they became zecha lemigdish.
What? Why does he eat them together? What's the zecha lemigdish by the Rama? What's the zecha lemigdish? To show that what? That's one kiyum. That matzah and mara together form one entity, which is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. You see? So therefore, the Rambam says very well. So like this. The Rambam holds, like Hillel, like the Rabbanan, I mean, either he's Nesupagar or the Rabbanan, one or two. But everybody holds, even the Rabbanan hold, that you can eat matzahs and rerim together. Even the Rabbanan who hold mitzvahs, mevatla zuzu, over here they agree that what? That matzis, that you can eat matzis and murim together. Afilu, the Chacham say afilu zebif neyatzme v'zebif, but my afilu, either way is good. Why is it different over here? Because over here, matzis and murim form
one kiyum,
right? Matzis and murim together form one kiyum. Matzis, the kiyum is to eat the Pesach on the cheftza shel matzis and murim. Matzis and murim is one new cheftza, right? Oh, that's what the Rambam says. Why do you do zechel mitzvah to the Rambam? Zechel Migdish is to demonstrate what? That matzah and rerim is one kiyum. That's why you didn't want my sachila. You see? Bizmana said there is no one kiyum of matzah mara. No. There's matzah midaraisa, and then there's a separate din of mara midarabanon. A separate din of mara b'fnei atzmus midarabanon. Then, so you have maisa mitzvah of matzah midaraisa, maisa mitzvah sachila of smara midarabanon. Then, Zechel Migdish, what do you demonstrate? That they won. Demonstrate that they won. So you say, so therefore you do the kerech. That's why it doesn't say Zechel Migdish Kehillel. Zechel Migdish. What's Zechel Migdish? According to everybody. It's not just Kehillel. Zechel Migdish according to everybody. Why? To demonstrate that matzis and rerim together form one kiyum in Pesach. And this is only when? This is only the Migdash. Bab is manazeh, each one is separate. You understand? That's the way to round with that. So according to the Ram, our God is very good. Why? Because now God says, Hayakarech, Matzamara. It doesn't say Pesach, it's the Ram Shiva. The only thing is that you shouldn't say Kehillel. You should say Zechel Migdish. But
right. So
should be Zechel Migdish.
Right.
So at any rate, that's the Allah. That's the Allah going to Ram. So you have two ways to interpret the Zechel Migdish. One way is like Tesis. What has like Tesis? That Zechel Migdish Kehillel means that the Matzah is a Chefza. Shel Pesach and a Chefza Shel. It's purely, it's Halach in what? It's Halach in Alachilas
Mara Shel Pesach.
In Alachilas Mara. It's to be Yetzahil Shit in Alachilas Mara. According to Ram, it's not to be Yetzahil Mara according to Hillel. But what is it? What's the purpose of it?
To show that the Migdash
Matzah Mara merged into one entity. So that's why you have to do it together. Yeah.
It's not in English, then, according to this,
there was no king of Matzah Musa. Of what?
Of Matzah
Mara. There was. You mean there's a king
Matzah
of
Matzah
Musa, right?
Still
there was a king Matzah of Matzah Musa. And what? And also Mara of Matzah Musa, right? But then there was a king together. Then there's one king together of Korban Pesach. In Korban Pesach.
So he's still in Korban Pesach. So basically, this was kind. You still have to have a like that. You still have to have a matzah alone and mara alone, and then together.
Ah, no. Bisman should basically, you see. Bisman she beis hamikdash shaya kayam in order to when you have achilas. But even you see, there's one thing over here. There's one, even according to the Rambam, bisman she beis hamikdash shaya kayam, even if you ate them separately, you still would be yotzer.
The what? Still would be yotzer, but you're mekayim if you did it all together.
Right. You still would be yotzer if you did it separately. But the kiyam is one, and that's why you can do it together. Bisman she beis hamikdash shaya kayam.
It's better.
Because you'd be yotzer going to the whole too. I say, Rabbi said no. Another way is according to the Rambam, bisman she beis hamikdash shaya kayam, you could eat it together or you could eat it separately. Either way, they're both together a kiyam and what in Korban Pesach. You see. But bisman hazeh, why do I eat it together? Why is it to demonstrate that what?
They merge into one.
Why could I eat it together as matzah based mishkan? Why could I eat it together as matzah based mishkan? Why could I eat? Why can I make one bracha? Look at this matzah mer. Why was I able to make one bracha? Because not even like the chachamim. Even the chachamim hold that way. Everybody holds that way. Why do they hold that way? Because it's one kiyum. It's one cheftz of matzah mer. That's why I was able to eat it together. So this man says the chiyum is bedafki to eat it together. Why? To demonstrate that it's one kiyum. See, the possibility of Bisman HaMikdash, there's a concept behind the possibility of Bisman HaMikdash. What's the concept behind the possibility of Bisman HaMikdash? Now what? They form one entity. They form one, and Matzis and Ronan form one entity. That's why you can eat them together. Because Matzis and Ronan form one entity. So that's why Bisman HaZeh, in order to demonstrate that what? That Matzis and Ronan form one entity, I eat them together. Eating them together demonstrates if they weren't one entity, you wouldn't be able to eat them together. If they weren't one entity, it would be Eisen, Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. You wouldn't be able to eat them together. You'd have to eat one separately. First eat matzah, make one bracha on the matzah, then make another bracha on the mar, but you wouldn't be able to eat them together. You'd get involved with the question of Mrs. Mavalazuzu or Mrs. Amavalazuzu. But everybody holds that Bisman HaMikdash, they form one kiyum. Therefore, what? Since they form one kiyum, so they were able to be eaten together. So that's why Bisman HaZeh, we eat them together, but Dafka to demonstrate Zeichel HaMikdash. In the Mikdash, Bisman Shebis Mishra Kayim, you ate them together. Why? Because it's one kiyum. The possibility of eating them together is only because there's one. When you see a person eating them together, what does it demonstrate? One kiyum. So that's why Bisman is that we eat them together, to demonstrate that it's one kiyum, that the Mikdash was one kiyum. Yeah. Right. Was the Matzah Namara kiyum with Nath Musa? Yes.
When?
Bismanazah?
No, there's not that
clear. Right.
So on Kodesh Shabbat, you have to won't be expressed in one mitzvah, because they'd be doing the kiyum of matzah b'chayav itself, and yeah, doing together the kiyum of
matzah. So what?
So if they were mitzvahs about what they were doing.
Yeah, but not in this case. This case they'd be agreed.
It'd be accepted.
This case, as Gemara says, this case accepted. Why? The Rambam's why is an exception. See, the Rambam's why are abundant mitzvah in this case? They're missing Valazuzo. Why they mitzvah? Because why they mitzvah? Because it's one kiyum. Since together they form one kiyum, so you're not involved in the problem of mitzvahs of Valazuzo. That's the way it holds. I don't know why not. That's the way it holds. The Rambam's learned what we learned also again. Since is a kiyum matzah snatz musa. So, the other. No. The Rambam learns that Bisman HaMikdash, why is matzah and mar are together? For one reason. One team. That's all. If it was one team. Okay.
Why
does the Rambam have Bisman? Because the Pesach. Pesach has been Nechal al Haseva. Al Haseva. So you have to do it first.
No,
first,
but why
can't
you have a
Zevach
and then the
Matzah
Marom with
the
Pesach?
That's what the Rav is kashir.
The
Rav is kashir. Zeh has said the loy dayak.
No, the
Rav is kashir.
You could say that if he interpreted, you have to have one
Chetzah. Yeah, Matzah Marom together with Pesach, right? Uh-huh. I mean, according to Ram, what you do? According to Ram, it's all Matzah and Marom. After you ate Matzah and Marom, then you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach, but not that the Tzuras and Mitzvahs Korban Pesach together with Matzah.
Right. So why couldn't you have the Matzah and Marom, and then immediately after the Matzah and Marom, eat
have
the Pesach?
No, you have to have the Pesach as being Nechal al Haseva.
Yes, and have the Zevach.
Have Zevach first.
Then have Matzah and Marom, and then have...
And why the Mitzvah of Matzah precedes the Mitzvah of Zevach?
Right.
I don't know, what does it do with this? What's the difference? Mind if we regard this? Insofar as Muktz is concerned on this Shabbos, whether the matzah is considered Muktz or not. So he said very well, he said like this. He said, if you say that matzah is an Issa Chafta, then it's possible to say it's Muktz. If you say that the Issa or matzah is an Issa Maisa, like the Rambam says, then it's not Muktz. He's right, I'll tell you why. Because let's say for instance, before Shacharis I can't eat, right? So you say that food in Shabbos is muktzeh before Shacharis. It's absurd. Before Kiddush you're not supposed to eat. You're going to say that food in Shabbos before Kiddush is muktzeh. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's because it's in the yom. As long as you can eat.
It's muktzeh.
Oh, okay.
Right? So therefore, he said like this. So Avi said, not just, you see, if you said like the Rambam, he says matzah wouldn't be muktzeh. Why? Because like the Rambam, the reason why you can't eat the matzah is because it lacks, and you'll detract from the mitzvah of matzah at nighttime. So it's not really a chefza shalissa, so therefore it wouldn't be muktzeh. However, according to the Balamor, according to the Rambam, it would be muktzeh, why? Because it's an issa chefza, so it's just like chametz. The only thing is, it's very good in Sfar, and Sfar is very good. The only thing is, in halacha, it's no good. Why? Because it's not muktzeh. Matzah is not muktzeh. Bring your the biggest raya.
They used to make matzah.
Not biggest raya. What's the biggest raya? How would you try to find out? I was thinking about it last night. Is the matzah muktzeh? Is not muktzeh? Well, should it be muktzeh? Should it not be muktzeh? How would you solve the problem? What would you say? Bring me a raya. Give me a case, an illustration which would really demonstrate. I was trying to think about it. It really bothered me whether matzah is muktzeh. It just didn't sound right that matzah should be muktzeh. You know what I mean? On Yom Kippur, all food is in the sechafta. So all you have to do is check Hilchas Yom Kippur to find out whether it's muktzeh or not, right? So it's very easy. Where would you start checking? Go through all Hilchas Yom Kippur. Under Yitzhak Rachila. Under Yitzhak Rachila. It's under Yitzhak. That's right. How do you know? The halacha is you're allowed to. It's brought down a furish. It's mutter. Liga ba'echlin b'yem ha'kippurim. Why?
But isn't there
it's not, and he says, and you're not cautious. The Ramah says. One second. The Ramah says that the Ramah says, why is it mutter? He says, we're not cautious that you're gonna eat it on Yom Kippur. It's mashma. The only tzad iser that there could have been was, chashachila. But there is no chashachila. Okay, but muktzah wasn't even mentioned. No, definitely not muktzah. Why isn't it muktzah? For a simple reason. Why? Because you could use the food for a tinaik. On Yom Kippurim, you could feed your dog in Yom Kippur. You could use the food for a dog. And even in muktzah, even shells of different shells that are partially edible are not muktzah because if animals that are common to the vicinity can eat it, so it's not muktzah. Even if you don't happen to have that animal in your specific house. But let's say like bones for a dog. Bones definitely isn't muktzah. Why? Because dogs can eat it. Even if you don't have a dog, it's not muktzah. So I'll ask you a question. What would you say about matzah after chatzos? Should it be matzah or should not be matzah? Of course not. There's an isser achilas matzah. If a person wants to give matzah to his child, let's say the child has to abide by the restriction of shlo lechol matzah mechatzos ayim. A kid of 5 years old has to keep that halacha. It's ridiculous. So certainly he could feed matzah to his children, right?
How do you know? Maybe this is chashek.
You're not chayish. You're going to be at the thing. Because
Yom Kippur is the fifth. You're not eating anything. You're eating already.
Yeah. One airplane. Onion. What is it? There is what? Shelo lechol matzah mechatzay sayim. Is that the rice of drabana? What is it? Drabana. And now you're making a new gezerah. Shelo liga b'matzah b'erev Yom Kippur. According to you, it's not just the halacha on Shabbos, not just this year. According to you, it should be also to touch matzahs
every year.
So it comes out that you can't prepare the Seder after Chatzos. Why? Because you're preparing the Seder after Chatzos. You put the matzahs in and touch the matzahs. Be a new Isser. Now Isser. Now, in terms of if there definitely is no Isser, liga b'matzah acha Chatzos, in order to prevent the Drabbanon of Achilas matzah, that's ridiculous. There can't be. Can't be such a thing. There's such a thing would be every year. So since there's no halacha like that, so definitely you could touch the matzah. Right, you can move the matzah, and since you can move the matzah, so you can feed it to a tinek. If you can feed it to a tinek, it can't be muktzah. How can it be muktzah? Feed it to a tinek. It's not any worse than achila, than eichel on Yom Kippur, and eichel on Yom Kippur is a nisachafta. Is a nisachafta. I want to say ain nisachal listen. We got to Yom Kippur, achila Yom Kippur. Ain nisachal listen. It's an avelu with this Yom Kippur, so it's a nisachafta. It's not just nisamais achila. Yom Kippur is nisachafta. Issachal Lesser. Remember the Sugi in Shavuos?
It does work?
Yom Kippurim is more, that's one of the cases of Issachal Lesser. And Nevela on Yom Kippurim. Two Isurim. So you see, it's Nesach Heftza. The Heftza is Nesa. On Yom Kippurim, all the Echlin in the world is Nesa. Not just the Gavra shouldn't indulge in the Ma'is Achila. But the Heftza becomes an Isser. An Isser Achila. So that proves it conclusively. You can't have any better proof than that. Yom Kippurim. That's it. Okay. Make it then.
Maybe the, over here the Yisrael Mukta is not just alone the fact that you can't eat it, but you're not allowed to prepare for the Seder also. You know, that's why. See, every year you
can. But you can feed it to a teenage. You can feed it to a teenage. You can't. There's two. You can't do. Can't give him chametz. Can't give your dog chametz. That's my no. But matzah? Why can't I give matzah if I have a dog? I want to give him matzah. Can't give him a piece of matzah. Why not? First thing is Kiddush. Alright. So, Kiddush, insofar as our God is concerned, is different than Kiddush all year. This the Rav mentioned many times, I've told it over many times. Why is it different than Kiddush all year round? Why is it different than Kiddush all year round? Time. What's the time you have to do it? When do you have to do it? After what? After Tzeis Kochavim. Why after Tzeis Kochavim? Because why after Tzeis Kochavim? What's in the Yom? Kiddush is always in the Yom. So why Kiddush? Every Kiddush
you can
make earlier. But this Kiddush you can't even make earlier. Why can't you? But why should you? Migos says Tzeis Kochavim. So what about Sukkot? Sukkot also says Tzeis Kochavim. So why Sukkot can't make it early? Why should Tzeis Kochavim can't make it early? Saying what? What says? By which mitzvah?
The mitzvah happened by Tzeis Kochavim.
That the mitzvah happened by Tzeis. Which mitzvah happened by Tzeis Kochavim?
The Pesach that by Bukharos.
You know, the Seh. What's going to do with that? I mean, the Seh happened when? By Ibach. Can't be to left Tzeis Kochavim. Matzah can't be at Tzeis Kochavim. How do you know? Who tells you so? The Baal HaGadah. The Baal HaGadah says, Yocho. Meresh Kodesh.
That's
like an actual support. Yeah, right. So when is matzah?
Only
at night. After Tzeis goes by Erev Techlin Matzahs. And Sipur follows what? No.
Sipur follows matzah.
But matzah, you see, must be when? After Tzeis. So why must Kiddush be after Tzeis? Why must Kiddush be after Tzeis?
Apparently,
Kiddush is din Sipur. Why is Kiddush din Sipur? Kiddush din Sipur. So why is Kiddush din Sipur? Why? It's din Nachila. What do you mean din Nachila? It's what? And Kiddush on Makam Sudah. So what's got to do with it? So it's Makam Sudah. So fine. Then make Kiddush earlier. What? Second, so you eat something. So what's wrong? So eat something. So eat something later. Why can't I make Kiddush early? Eat something later. Makam. When do I eat? I eat an hour and a half later, right? Right? Okay, so I'll make it a show, and I'll eat the matzah later. So it'll be, your kiddush will be makom suda, it'll be fine. You have kiddush, you have makom suda, right? Many times. The kiddush is halacha and secretism Mitzrayim over here. It's not just halacha, a regular kiddush, but there's two kiyum in kiddush. There's a kiyum in kiddush of secretism Mitzrayim. Why is it, what's the kiyum in secretism Mitzrayim? One of the abacuses, that's the Magen Avraham Sefer. Since one of the abacuses is a kiyum in secretism Mitzrayim. Okay, fine. But what is the key in Sipur? Why, how, in what way is Kiddush a key in Sipur? How? How is it a key in Sipur? Sipur for one reason. Because Sipur, you see, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just telling a story, but Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim starts off with one thing, with showing the Shinui Hayom, showing how the day is different than any other day. Right, now you remember? So, showing the Shinui Hayom. Now, what is the first Shina Yom regarding the Pesach? What's the first Shina Yom? Wait, let me know. What's the Kiddush Yom? That's the first thing. First thing is the Chamisha Asar is different than any other day. In what way is it different than any other day? What way? Because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was established the Torah, because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, gave it a Din Kiddush Yom, right? Gave it a Din Kiddush Yom, Isur Malacha. So that's already a stage in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? What's wrong? What kind of Shinui is different than any other day? The Rashbam's She'ela, of course, is to make the child ask. But what's the She'ela? According to the Rashbam, the She'ela is like this. The child asks, why are you eating carpa? Why are you eating the vegetables before the meal? That's the She'ela Sabayim. According to Tosfos, karpas is on the Kaira, that's one. And the She'ela Sabayim is, the Bain has two She'elas according to Tosfos. First She'ela Sabayim is, why are you eating karpas? Why are you eating, why are we doing this tibble now? Why are we doing this tibble? So the father answers, he says, we're going to take this away, I'm going to bring it back for another tibble, for a tibble sheni. So the tibble rishon is only done in order to, in order to make a mess.
What?
In order to make a mess about the Tibble Shem.
Right.
You see? That answers one problem. It answers one problem. Why? Because in the Manishtana it says, Halayla zeh shtei pomer. Tole zeh ne mapid makfilu pamechas, Halayla zeh shtei pomer. So the question they all ask is, the kid didn't see the second time yet. The second time is later. Right?
So where did you get that question?
Where did you get that question?
Remember from last
year? See that? And still the votes are left. What? Taisel is one premise. What's the premise? The premise is, according to Taisel, what's the premise? What's the premise? The premise is that the Shelas HaBein can only be in so far as Mitzvah Salala. That's the only good Shaila. Not just any Shaila is good, according to Taisel. But the Shelas HaBein must be specifically formulated in regard to Mitzvah Salala. So that's why the first question was, he asked, why do you eat vegetables? No, you eat vegetables. There's no Shaila for Pesach. He's not on the track. He's asking, but he's not really on the track. So you have to start putting him in line with Mitzvah Salah. And then he asks, oh, so why are you going to eat the Tibul Sheni later? Then,
you tell him.
When he asks the first time, first you have the Karpas, you take it away. So he asks, hey, why are we doing the first Tibul and we're taking it away? What is this? Because we're going to bring it back soon, we're going to have Tibul Sheni. Right. It's not there, yeah. So you're gonna bring it back. You're gonna have Tibul Sheni. So then he asks, why Tibul Sheni? But the whole thing is to get him to ask on Tibul Sheni. Why? Because the Shelas HaBein must be exclusively in regard to Mitzvahs Halayla. Tibul Sheni is Mara. It's Mara. Mara is Mitzvah Halayla.
We asked some people. What do you answer him?
The answer: we're gonna have Tibul Sheni. I know. That was messy. What kind of an answer? Yeah, Taisen is. What kind of answer? Confusing us all.
Taisel is part of the plate.
Yeah.
You take it off after halachmo.
What?
You take it off after halachmo.
Yeah. Lefisha, have you the fun of matzah? Lefisha, akra shulchan lefnei shemer agada. Vayis aseda. Taisel says that they removed the table in front of the one that did the one that was in the agada. Kidei she yishal abein. So the son should ask. Va'avivainalai adayin yaviyu shulchan lases tibul sheni. Va'bein yishal lama anu matbinul shtei pamim. You see? We have to get him to ask in regard to tibul sheni. So what do you do? So first you have the karpas, then you take it away. Then you take it away. When you take it away, he asks, how come we had this tibul before the surah? How come we had this tibul before the surah? So you tell him that that's the first tibul. That's the first tibul you tell him. But there's going to be a second tibul too, because we need two tibulim, you tell him. Then what does he ask?
Why do you need two tibulim?
Why do you have to have two? Then once he asks why you have to have two, then you already directed his question insofar as Mitzvah. So first he asks, why do you have tibul rishon? First he asks, why are you having tibul before the surah? So you tell him you need it because we have to have him in some total of night. We have to have two. We do one now, we're going to do one later. Then he asks, why two? Now he asks him, can't just do it with Mitzvah. That's what he takes for. The Rashbam
learns.
V'haraya, and the Rashbam learns, no, the Rashbam learns simply. You bring the vegetables, you eat the vegetables, take it away. So what does the kid ask? He says, what are you eating vegetables for the meal for? That's it, he ate. But according to both, what do you have to do? And how do you get the kid to ask? By taking the kara away. So really, karpas is incomplete. You just eat the karpas. Not a kind of mitzvah karpas. Mitzvah karpas is to eat the karpas and to remove it, because by removing it, that's what evokes shelas habein. That's what everybody learns. So remember to remove it. Now, rishonim say that bisman hazeh, you don't have to really remove it from the table. Just push it all the way to the end of the table. Why? Because in the time, years ago, they used to have little tables in front of everybody, so I had to take it off. There was no room. But all you have to do is show that you finished. It's achila and siluk. You see? To show that you finished with the karpas. You finished with the achila. So yes, why are we eating this before the surah? Right? Okay. So, you understand? So you have, but bizman hazeh, they say put it at the end of the table. But that's, In our day, though, it's no good anymore. In our day, it's no good anymore. Because when is that good? Only if nobody's sitting. You have a big table, nobody's sitting at the end of the table. So you push it up. But if you have a table where everybody's sitting, you push it to one end. It's ridiculous. So therefore, what do? Take it off the table. You should take it off the table completely. Take it off. Off. That's how the Tinei Takana was removed. So the halacha says you should take the karpas, eat the karpas, and remove it. Take it off the table. What's the raya? There's a same machlekes tesis in the Rashbam l'shita asam further on in the Gemara. The Gemara says that they saw. The Gemara says, "Lomarkin es shulchan amid ve'abiyani kedei sheyakiru tinekes v'yishelo." Abaya v'yasuf kamei to Rabba. Abaya was a kid who was sitting by a Rabba. Chazer to kamavli taka mekamei. So they took away the tray. Amalu adayin lekachil no asu kamakri taka. We didn't eat there. What are you taking away for? Amalei Rabba. But Rasim will learn Manishtana. So Rabbi said, you pat us from saying Manishtana. But Rasim will learn Manishtana. We don't say Manishtana anymore. So what does it mean not say Manishtana? So the Rashbam says, what does it mean not say Manishtana? Because Manishtana is Sheila Sabain insofar as she knew Yehalaiva. So you don't have to say Manishtana at all. Taisu says no. Taisu says, but Rasim will learn Manishtana. He says, because through that, yeah, he came to ask the other shalos too. That's what he says. He says, "Claim a mitech kach yavoi lisho b'shor dvarim." Aval b'masha shor l'manir kan shulchan lo yifta mi manishtana. Vahi da abaya lo pirsha gemara ela tchilas shelasa. And this is the case of abaya. The gemara said the beginning of how he started to ask, but he really kept on going. He asked all the yes mitzvah lila too. Doesn't mean he said the exact same manishtana we have these four. It means one of the shalos at least he has to ask. One insofar as what? Insofar as mitzvah lila is concerned. So the machlekes rishonim is it's on the kufkas volim base. That's the machlekes rishonim. Whether or not the shelos habayim must be in regard to any shinayim or in dafkin in regard to mitzvah lila. Okay. But everybody else, the karpas requires removal from the table. Yeah. But nicely, yes. The machlekes, this machlekes rishonim develops into another machlekes rishonim. Question is whether the karpas is on the kair or not. Why? What's the according to the Rashbam, the karpas should the dafkin not be on the kair? Why should not be? Because what's the shelos habayim? What are you vegetables before the Suda? So it's not a part of the Suda. You see? According to Rashbam. However, according to the Bali Taisvis, when he asks, why are we doing the Tibul Rishon? So he said, because in tonight's Suda, we have to have Tibul, Shnei Tibul, and we're doing one Tibul now, we're doing another Tibul later. So therefore, Karpas is really Haskola Suda. Karpas is Haskola Suda. Karpas is Haskola Suda. So the Machlokes says, what is Karpas? According to the Bali Taisvis, it's Haskola Suda. According to the Rashbam, it's Bedafka Achila Kedem Suda. So you have machlokes or shenah, which way you should do it? Either is it part of the kair or not?
Can you also say, right. Tell us that it has to be a, it just has to be something in Mitzvah Tayyam. Therefore,
can be on the kair?
It could be on the kair.
The opposite way. That according to the Rashbam, you could give another answer. You could say that why according to the Rashbam is it not on the kair? Because the only things you have on the kair are those things that are associated with Sifut Yisrael. You see? What's the problem? Want to go through? Sifut Yisrael. Right? But then the problem is that the Shnei Tafshilim is also on the Kara. Shnei Tafshilim has nothing to do with Zevach has nothing to do with Sipur. You don't say Zevach is
a Shnei Tafshilim.
It's Zalala. Right? Taisvis? Yeah, Kantor Ashman also is Zalala. Also
is Zalala.
He does require a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah.
No, according to Rashbam.
What are you doing?
Gary, according to Rashbam, what's the question? Can you ask why you're doing mitzvah?
Right.
What? The question is not related to mitzvah.
Unrelated to what? Mitzvahs.
Halal. You can't do it to where the
Torah is. Oh, yeah, that's associated. That's at least the mitzvah. Halal. The Balatayis was known as Bedafka on the Kairos. Because the whole reason is, you have to give him this answer. What do you have to tell him? You have to tell him that we're starting in the Suda. We have to have in the Suda Shnei Tibulim, right? And we're going to bring it back later for the second Tibul, but we brought it out now for the first Tibul. Then he asks, what do you have two tibulim? So that's Haskola Suda. That's Machlekes. It's Karpas Haskola Suda, or it's Karpas Achilas Yurakas Kedem Asuda Machlekes.
Why do you have to take the entire way according to Rashbam?
According to Rashbam, very simply. Because Lama Anu, what's the Shedas Abang?
Why do you eat that before?
That everybody does. What are you eating before the Suda? What are you eating as what is this separate Achila? What is it? It has to be defined as a separate Achila. If you don't take it away, so what's the Shayla? Who was starting pizza? You're eating your ruckus. We went through that 1,000 times. What?
Forget it.
Really? Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam. Wait, Machlekes or Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam? Quickly. Machlekes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam, back to Zayas. Okay. I'm not going to ask anything. What's the shayla? What's the shayla for me?
So, the 100 Jews in Rajbam tells us really that the kid's going to ask going to tell us when he has to
give me shayla. Give me
shayla. And according to Rajbam, it's only
going to ask. Right. But it's not just a question of shayla. It's a bang. It's a. Wait, when was the difference?
It's a very small difference, really.
One difference is whether it's on the car or not. I'll be Allah. The question is, what is the which shayla sabain was the Takanas Chachamim formulated for? We have to follow what the Takanas Chachamim Karpas was. Of course, the Rambam mentions that you should do a lot of different things yourself, your own innovations by Pesach. But there was a specific takon of karpas. What was a takon of karpas? We have to know what was the shaylas of Ben the Chacham were interested in evoking, so we'll know what the kingdom of mitzvah is and how to do it. That's much like a shayla.
Did they
put some
of the shaylas of Ben to see mitzvah?
No, Rashbam also could be anything. Why are you eating rockets before the meal? Okay. Then you have machlokes rishonim. We went through many times. Whether according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, whether you eat a kezias of karpas, So what's the machlokes? Rambam says you do. You daft eat a kezias of karpas. Rabbeinu Tam says be daft less than a kezias. Okay. So the reason why we eat less than a kezias is because of chashash bracha v'rana. But the Rambam says ein oichel pachas mekezias. Why does Rambam less be? Has to be the daft kezias. Rambam is not worried about bracha v'rana. He holds that it's that later it's pata. It's separate among the shenim. Whether you pata later. Okay. So according to the Rambam, you would not be yetsa. You would not be yetsa karpas if you don't eat a kezias. Why? Because according to the Rambam, what is karpas? A din achila. It's achila. Ein achila pachas mekezias. So therefore, if you don't eat a kezias of the potatoes, according to Rambam, you're not yetzah the mitzvah. You're not yetzah mitzvah's karpas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he says you can be yetzah with even less. Why? What does he hold? What's the definition according to him? It's not achila. What is it? It's not achila. If it was achila, so you have to have kezias. So what was the takana? Maisa achila. Maisa achila. Question is it din achila? Do you have to have a din achila or do you only have maisa achila? If it's din achila, it's kezias. Maisa achila. So Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam. Okay. Do either way you want.
Either way?
Kwanzaa wouldn't be yetzir. Want to do it like Rambam all the time. Okay, yeah. Then you have a shayla bracha v'rana. Okay. Do whatever you want. Okay, now it's next case. Shnei tefillin. What is shnei tefillin? Tzrayah. That's our minute. If you go through the Gemara, you'll see there's a three-way machlekes insofar as... Insofar as what the two are. The first shita insofar as what the two are is what? The first shita in Shnei Tefillin is even vegetables. Even vegetables is good. Rice and beets, the Gemara says, is good. That's the first shita. Second shita was, no, fish and egg. And the third shita was, that was Rav Yosef's shita, that's the way we paskin. The last shita was, that you should have two types of meat. One should be tzoli, one should be roasted, and the other one should be cooked. That's the final halacha. Okay, what's the machlagis? One requires just shnei tefillin, just oichel, mavushel, just dove mavushel. Second one requires fish. Why fish? So the Ran says, because fish in Lashon B'nai Adam is considered meat. Fish in Lashon B'nai Adam is considered meat. Because he brings a raya from the Gemara, I know them in a bus, is also bedugan. Gemara says in the dark. Person makes it, he's not going to eat meat, he's also in fish too. So you see, so in other words, you need meat, the chefta should be meat. What's the third sheet of Yosef's? The dafka, two types of meat. Why? Echad zecha lepesach, vechad zecha lechagigah. The Gemara didn't introduce the term echad zecha lepesach, vechad zecha lechagigah, till it came to Rav Yosef, before it doesn't say. Why? Everybody else is not that Rav Yosef holds different than everybody else. Why? He holds the chefta must be a chefta with which I could be mekayim pesach, with which I could. It must be muchach from the chefta. It must be muchach from the chefta. That what?
What it's for.
According to the first 2 days, it's not muchach from the chefta that it's carbon pesach. What makes it muchach? What makes it muchach according to the first days? No, tafshir is nothing. Tafshir nothing. No, not the way it's cooked. No. The havo al hashulchan. According to the first day, the havo al hashulchan makes it muchach that it's zechel pesach vezechel hagiga. Because what are you bringing vegetables in a separate kaira? Well, the way you put the vegetables in a separate kaira on pesach or in that seder, so it's muchach zechel pesach vezechel hagiga. But Rav Yosef felt that that's not enough. The halachah cannot come from the maisa havo. What must the Chacha come from? The Chefta. That's why he says Echad Zechel Pesach Echad Zechel Piyah. Not that he holds that way. Everybody holds Zechel Pesach Piyah. But they hold the Chefta doesn't have to be the Zechel. The Zechel comes from what? From the way I put it down on the table. I put it down. It's part of the Kaira. So therefore, Zechel Pesach Zechel Piyah. But according to Rav Yosef, it has to be the Chefta. That's why the Ram passes that way. The Ram says that you have to have two tafshilim, which means what? Two types of meat. One sli and one is a mavush. How come we use an egg? Yeah. Question. I'm in it. So really, the truth of the matter is that the best thing to do is not to use the egg. The best thing is to use two pieces of meat. You want to mekayim the mitzvah according to all the days. Use two pieces, one sli and one mavushal. What about chicken? Would chicken be good? According to Yosef, it could be not. It's a suffix. Why? I'll tell you why it's a suffix. Because you see, the first day, the staver is not. First day of hell, that fish is good too. Why? Because fish is called meat. Chicken also, right. So according to that day, it'd be good. Chicken definitely is called meat. Chicken is even meat. Midrabanan is meat. Because Bisarif Midrabanan is basar. Basar b'chalav, as far as basar b'chalav is concerned. Even more. But Rav Yosef held, no, it has to be the dafka meat. Why the dafka meat? Because it's not a matter of lashon b'nei adam. It has to be meat. Al pidin, din the rice, it has to be meat. You see, they both hold the same idea that the chetzer must be mukha. But the question is, what? Nah, din the rice we pass on like Rabbi Akiva that the salif is not basar. So therefore, see, that's right. So therefore, from the rice you could eat chicken and milk together. So therefore, if you want to be as like Rabbi Akiva, you have two pieces of meat. You shouldn't use, it says, v'nagu b'zroya b'et shalav. That's a minute. One mekayim kel chasai, then you should do it this way. Even though the Mechaber says that the minig is to do it with an egg and the other thing, even the Mishnah says that it doesn't mean bedafka. It means that we're mekel. The minig was to mekel this way. But not bedafka that way. You want mekayim the din kel chasai, like Rav Yosef. So you use two pieces of meat, one sli and one mavush.
What do you mean?
It would appear that way. Now the Ran Svar always bothered me. The Ran says that why is fish good? Because it's like meat. So what is egg good? It doesn't say anything about it.
Also, according to the minute we have today,
apparently, also that egg also is considered in terms of suda because it's considered davachashim. He had a different category. He brings a raya from the neder from the dorm and we got the fish, but it doesn't say anything about the egg.
Well, according to the way we have the minute today, I think we have an egg and a zroah, right?
Right.
So why that's a combination of the middle sheet and the left sheet?
It's really according to egg and zroya. Which sheep is it?
Egg and fish.
Now, egg and zroya, but zroya is chicken. What are you? Chicken mole. What are you?
Chicken mole.
It's the middle sheep. Our minig is the middle sheep. That's the middle sheep. You want to be yetzid Rav Yosef. That's what the Ram Paskins use to touch you. Okay, but that's the machlekes. Whether that var la shulchan is the chacha or the chachas from the chetzer. That's the machlekes. Okay. Next, what do we have? If the ka is yachatz. What's yachatz? Break the middle matzah. Okay. So this is machlek Rishonim also. According to the Rambam, when do you break the middle matzah according to the Rambam? Before the Suda. You don't break the matzahs right away according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you break the matzahs before the Suda. What?
Huh?
I can't hear
you.
What are you saying?
You read it today.
We read it today? What?
No, it was yesterday.
About what? About when you break the matzahs? Why do we break before? What? You understand? Question?
What are you going to see for?
They have to demonstrate. Yeah, well, doesn't Ram all that? Ram says you pick up the matzah zush. Didn't Ram have that? Ram also had that. Ram also has the din of demonstrating. This is mitzvah sipur is to demonstrate the mitzvahs. What?
Why
don't you change the chatzah?
By breaking it, so?
When the Rambam said matzah zu, he didn't lift up a broken piece of matzah. What did he lift up?
Whole matzah.
No, he didn't break it, he break it for later. The machlekes seems like this. According to our shita, you see, everybody holds that lechem ayini, that the halacha is, that lechem ayini, that the halacha is when you say matzah zu, the sipur has to be on matzah, on lechem ayini. The only question is like this. The question is, when I break the matzah, what does it mean? Is that complete the chetzer shel matzah? when I break the matzah? If you say breaking the matzah completes the, it makes it lachamayini, so it's not matzah until it's broken. It's not really matzah until it's broken. Right? If that's the case, so then you can't say matzah zu shanechu and shomo. Where's the matzah? You have it, it's not lachamayini yet. It's not lachamayini yet. The Rambam holds not. The cheft is complete. Whether it's whole, whether it's broken, makes no difference. It's always lachamayini. But what is Rambam hold? There's another din of lachamayini by the Rambam. What's the din of lachamayini? Lachamayini is what? That the Maisa Achila must be like an Ani. The Maisa Achila must be like an Ani. So therefore, before he makes Hamaitzi, he sits down, to a Sudas Ani. What's a Sudas Ani? Broken pieces of bread. So therefore, when does he have to break it? Right before he eats it, but before that he doesn't have to break it. The question is whether the breaking of the matzah is a completion of the Chetze Shel Matzah, or it's just the Halacha in Achilas Ani. It must be, his Achila must be, Bileo Pesach, his Achila must be like Achilas Ani. That's the din of Lachamayini. If that's the case, so Shenema Lachamayini. According to the Rambam, Lachamayini, what does Lachamayini mean? Not a lach in the Chefza, but take a look at his Lashon. Lachamayini, Mishum Shenema Lachamayini, Ma Darka Shel Ani Bepruso, Afkan Bepruso. It's a halacha that the gavra must eat like an Ani. So if it's a halacha that the gavra must eat like an Ani, so before he sits down to his meal, he has to have broken pieces of bread. That's the way an Ani sits down to eat. You see? But it's not a halacha that the Chefza Shel Matz is incomplete unless it's broken. That's why the Rambam didn't see any need to break it before. So that takes care of what we have to now. Kadesh, yeah.
Maget.
Okay, Maget. Maget. Plus nothing starts without Shelos Abayin. That's my understanding. Okay. Now let's take a look at Agadah. Avodah Minah. Do you even bring Agadahs? You have some?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay. You good if you had a couple of Agadahs here? Oh, one second. Are there any Agadahs in the Siddurim over there? Start with Avodah Minah. Now we have to see there's an order here. There's an order here in the Agadah. All right, so start with Avodah Minah Lefarim Mitzrayim. Let me just give you the heading so we'll go through it more quickly. There's really three parts to the Agadah. There's really three parts. Maybe four parts. First part is the halachis halayla. Nothing starts, in our system, nothing starts without halacha. So therefore, the first step in the Agadah is to understand what the halachis are in regard to Pesach, in regard to Sippur. Okay. The halacha part starts from Avodah Mayinu, and it goes till Vishamda. That's the first part. Second part is from Tzeilamad. From Tzeilamad till the end of Dayena. That's the second part.
What is the second part?
I'll tell you what it is. Second part is Limud. The third part is from Rabbi Gamliel Oyaimer. These are the four parts. Rabbi Gamliel to Oyaimer Tilafikach. Okay, Tilafikach. And the fourth part is from Afikach on. Third part is from Rabbi Gamliel Oyaimer. What? Tilafikach. The third part is the Sipur through Mitzvah Salaila. There's three forms of Sipur here. The first form of Sipur is Halacha. From Avodah Mayinu on, I'll soon show you how it works. From Avodah Mayinu on, that's the first form of Sipur. Second form is Limud Torah. Because Tzeilamad is really what is Tzeilamad? It's a Parsha, Rami Eved Ovi, the Dirty Dash is all Parsha. That's Tzeilamad. The third part is Kol Shloy Omar Shloy Shvar Melo Pesalayas Dechavasa means that there's another Halacha of Sipur. That Sipur must be related to the actual Mitzvah Salayla. Not just to talk abstractly, but it must be, you must define the Mitzvah Salayla. If you don't define the mitzvah laila, then it's not sipur. Okay.
The first part.
No, the first. Oh, that's what we'll get into. You'll see. I'm just going to break that. The last part is halal, shevach v'edah. But the first part is the general halachas of the Seder. The second, then this is the actual, I'll show you in a second. Well, let's get into it. Okay. Let's start at the bottom of Yinu. All right. The other shayla said, bang, let's start with this. Now take a look at the bottom of Yinu. It says, va'afilu, here's where it starts. Really, the halachic part starts.